Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation, and
what's up? Happy Friday. Happy Friday.
There is so much to get to. We had to start early. We can't find Ricky or Portia anywhere, but that's okay.
Wait. You gonna start without them?
To quote that old black lady, ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody
got
time for that.
Breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux have called it quits.
Oh, my God.
Yep, after 2.5 years of marriage and 7 years together, it seems like love is dead for Jen and Justin. And they released a joint statement saying, in an effort to reduce any further speculation, we have decided to announce our separation. This decision was mutual and lovingly made at the end of last year. Normally, we would do this privately, but given that the gossip industry cannot resist an opportunity to speculate and invent, we wanted to convey the truth directly. Above all, we are determined to maintain the deep respect and love that we have for one another.
What is with this friendship crap? Like, every time somebody break up, they want to try to still act like, oh, we're friends. It's an amicable split. We love each other. We're going to... Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's ever broken up and dapped each other on the way out.
Right.
Let's be friends.
We're cool.
But a source close to Jen says that she's been in positive spirits since the split and shown no indication of being upset. But ain't that always the narrative?
Yeah.
You got to thug it out. Like, I want to hear somebody tell the truth one time.
Right.
Oh, man. She spent all weekend in an empty tub drinking Hennessy. Like, right. I mean, it's okay to hurt.
Right.
It's okay to hurt.
It is. I just want her to be solo for a minute.
Well, because I'm from Pettytown, Pennsylvania.
Come on.
I would like to see Jennifer Aniston actually get back with Brad Pitt. And then in some weird turn of events, I would like to see...
her break up with
Angelina
him.
Angelina Jolie get with Justin Theroux.
That's messy. That's not like you.
I know.
Who are you? Is Gary rubbing off on you?
Pause.
Ooh. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to y'all.
Let's welcome Heidi. What it is, Frank.
Hello. Happy Friday.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Well, you know what? Oprah Winfrey wants to make one thing very, very clear.
What is that?
She's not running for president.
She's not.
No. She wants to make it very clear. Even though people are still clamoring for her to run for president, in a teaser for her 60 Minutes Overtime interview this Sunday, Oprah discussed that she says her commander-in-chief hasn't told her to run.
I've never looked outside for other people to tell me when I should be making a move.
Mm-hmm.
And wouldn't I know? Because if God actually wanted me to run, wouldn't God kind of tell me? And I haven't heard that.
Well, there you go.
Maybe she just needs the right sign.
Here's what's going to... You know what? But I think that if she did come forward and go, you know what, I have God talked to me last night, and I have decided to run, we'd all think she's crazy. We'd be like, did he?
There is a God.
Yeah, I don't know.
There is a God.
You know, if anybody talks to God on a regular basis, I think Oprah's got a direct line. He calls her for advice.
Right.
Well, yo, last night, Black Panther opened, and they're expecting this movie to rake in over $180 million domestically this weekend.
Wow.
And, you know, when movies this big comes the merchandise, the toys,
exactly.
The games, the action figures, and the costumes. So parents are trying to figure out how to, you know, approach this whole race thing. Some white parents are worried that allowing their children to wear the Black Panther mask or costumes could be considered cultural appropriation. Hmm. Now, there's an author by the name of Kwame Opam at the New York Times. He pointed out that many parents are trying to toe the line to make sure they aren't accused of being racially insensitive.
You're dressing as the character. If you're dressing up like somebody, it's because you like that person. It's like,
I know that people are using this as an opportunity to talk about race, but I think let's just let the kids be kids. They're already innocent anyway. We already know that you teach racism, first of all. So if your little white kid is going to enjoy the movie and they want to be black, Black Panther, just let him do it.
Right.
But there'd be those weird gray areas. Like recently, like when Moana came out, like their character had these tattoos on it and they had to recall all the costumes because they felt that it was like somehow like being insensitive to people from a certain island that had those same tattoos. Oh. Like everybody's so hypersensitive.
Mm-hmm. Everybody.
I'm waiting on Pink Panther to come out now. All right, y'all, in honor of Black History Month, we're going to be shining a light on one of the greatest comedians of all time, my good friend Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. Eddie.
Yes. Eddie started doing stand-up as a teenager. After six auditions, he joined Saturday Night Live in 1980, only 19 years old.
Jeez.
Whoa. That's crazy. His Saturday Night Live work was some of my favorite. Like, he was such a good actor even back then. Like, when he played Buckwheat and when Buckwheat got shot, I believe Buckwheat was dead for real.
Yes.
No, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood.
That was dope,
Would you be mine?
Yes.
Would you be mine?
Then you know the rest of the story. Eddie went on to become one of the biggest movie stars in the world, with his movies collectively making almost $4 billion just in the U.S. alone. Now, everybody remembers his performance in movies like 48 Hours, Trading Places, Beverly Hills Cop, Coming to America, Nutty Professor movies, the Shrek movies, and he showed off his range in his Oscar-nominated performance in the movie Dreamgirls. And there actually is a Beverly Hills Cop 4 in the works and a Coming to America sequel.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hercules, Hercules.
Hey! And his stand-up concert specials, Delirious and Eddie Murphy Raw, are classic.
Delirious is my absolute favorite.
G.I. Joe is swimming in underwater. G.I. Joe is stuck. G.I. Joe is stuck.
But then the brown shark came. You remember his album?
What?
Clouds in the
My
sky.
Girl wants to
party all the time. Party all the time. Party all the time.
So up next, with Black Panther hitting theaters today, Michael B. Jordan has been making the rounds promoting the movie. So he recently sat down with Desus and Mero for Viceland, and they asked him about the downsides of fame.
What's the craziest thing a female fan has ever done to get close to you? You ever go in your hotel room, open the closet, she's like, Michael!
Nah, I never had that, man.
Luis Fuzzy had that, apparently.
I don't know, man. More stalkers than like trying to get close. I think I got some death threats and some
death threats for what?
Yeah, just in why don't you love me no more type. I was like, did we meet? Did I ever like who are you? Like, that, I mean, there's definitely some crazy obsessed fans out there that goes the extra mile. But I've been pretty clean and clear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great kid, man. I love him.
Damn, he's so attractive.
He's
Ain't he
so
cute?
Attractive.
My God, yeah,
he's so fine.
When he's talking, I didn't even pay attention.
Yeah, he's one of the nicest guys to ever come on the show that we interviewed one time. And really,
what day
really
was that?
Poor
did he come on?
Where was I?
He came on to promote the Creed movie.
Sure did.
Yeah. Dang it.
Yeah. Sure did. Yeah.
It sounds like Portia might be one of those chicks he's talking about. Brat, Ricky, I mean, you guys in Atlanta, what's the craziest thing that you've ever had to deal with as far as a fan?
I had a chick in my car one morning when I was on the way to work.
Uh-uh.
And I was like, how did you get in my car? She said, through the engine.
Oh, dear. Oh, my God.
Hey,
was she a cat?
I had a guy offer me his wife once.
Whoa.
Uh-uh. Mm.
Oh,
a
wow.
Decent proposal. For how much?
No, just said, you know.
You want her?
You want her. She's got a big crush on you, and we love the show. You can have her if you want tonight.
And did you?
We're still friends.
Well, moving on, it was Take Your Daughter to Work Day for Pink, and daughter Willow made the most of having to hang out with her mom at the office. Pink posted this video with the caption, just another day at rehearsals in an empty arena with a 6-year-old and some roller skates.
Mom's job.
Right?
I mean, think of other jobs that moms have that you're like, oh God, this is gonna, you know, well, I work at the bank. You're just gonna sit in that chair all day.
Yeah. My mom was a gynecologist. No, she wasn't.
That was a good day at work, wasn't it, Frank? Wow.
But did you ever go with your parents to work much?
Yeah, my dad owned a chemical company, so we used to, it's dangerous now that we think about it, we used to play in the chemical bins.
Yeah, really.
That's what's wrong with your ass.
That was home with me.
Were they empty?
They were empty, but who knows how clean they were.
It was some residue in them things.
It was a little bit in there. We might have been high now that I think about
That's what's wrong with your ass today. Look.
Get back over here.
My mother worked at Arby's, so.
So same like the gynecologist. It's the same.
So my mom and your mom practically did the same thing.
Coming up, we're talking to the stars of Netflix's hottest new show, Altered Carbon, and funny ladies from the news One Day at a Time. Coming up next. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. And who doesn't love a good Netflix and chill? Well, we got some great suggestions to add to your queue. There's this brand new show called Altered Carbon, and it's been getting a lot of buzz. And the hit comedy One Day at a Time is back. So, of course, we had to send a homie, Andrew Freund, out there to get the scoop. What up, man?
No. That's my workspace.
Oh, sorry, Mom. I really need the table.
For what? Because I know you have homework, and this ain't homework.
I'm planning on starting a GSA at school. A gay-straight alliance.
Are you gay? I forgot because you haven't mentioned it in the last 5 minutes. Papito, trash, cello, then making fun of your sister.
Does she give you motherly advice? Like, do you feel like she's a second mom?
Yeah, I call her mom.
Yeah.
I literally tell her everything. I'm like, Mom, I'm telling you this not as a working partner, but as my mom. Come here.
I consider myself more like the crazy tia than the mom because they can talk to me about certain things that they couldn't probably. Well, you could talk to your parents.
My parents
about
are, yeah.
Yeah, you could talk to, yeah. So, yes, I'm a second mom.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you guys' thoughts. It's rumored that Steven Spielberg is going to remake West Side Story.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? Could Rita possibly be in it? Could we maybe see you guys in it, perhaps?
I mean, Isabella. I mean, you know, I don't think.
You
I
could
think
be somewhere.
I think that ship has, you know, sailed for me.
Too bad, because
I would love to. Oh, God, can you imagine me, Maria? I don't know. I need a maybe, but, you know. I think it's interesting. I'm a big fan of Steven Spielberg. There's so many talented Latinos out there that I'm excited just for that.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, Isabella, start doing the singing and dancing lessons.
Oh, my
Come
goodness.
On, make us proud.
She's a stage mom already.
Well, so Altered Carbon takes place 350 years in the future, where this new technology has completely changed society, where the human consciousness, everything that makes you you, is stored on a chip that is put in the back of your neck. And this makes the human bodies interchangeable.
What's technology you can't live without? Can I take away your cell phone? Could you live without it?
Yeah, you can take my phone. Can't take away my wireless.
Okay.
And I'm talking about a radio here.
A radio?
A wireless radio from the 1950s.
What?
He sounded like Churchill giving a radio address.
Yes, that's what I can't live without.
So I couldn't take away your phone, your cell phone?
No.
Definitely don't look at the pictures in it.
What?
Wow.
Good idea. Now I really want to take away your cell
phone. Oh, no.
Can you give me some fitness tips to look like him?
As far as I can tell, eat seeds.
Yes.
That's pretty much what he seemed to survive on all the way through the shoot. Was it seeds? Was it nuts?
It was a lot of
almonds.
Yeah.
No,
a lot of boring food. A lot of broccoli.
Broccoli, yes.
Dried chicken.
You know, I remember getting the call from Lita saying, can you do this? And I said, I don't know, I'm so overweight. I know what you guys want. And he's like, well, let me just slide you a picture if you think you can get somewhere in the vicinity ballpark of Joel, because the way we're sleeving, there needs to be a connective tissue. And I looked at it, I said, there's no way I can do this. I was on my way to Costco, I kid you not, to go get the 24-inch apple pie with my wife. And I got the text saying, how fast can you get in shape? And I said, 6 weeks, lying like every actor does.
All right, I want to do a rapid fire game with you two.
Okay.
It's a little game we like to call Netflix and Spill.
Okay.
I'm gonna have some things you just, you know, first thing that pops
okay.
in your head. I'm gonna do it together, whatever that I want. Most famous person you have on your cell phone?
Eva Longoria.
Sheena Rodriguez.
Biggest social media regret?
Sharing too much and not listening to my dad when he told me not to share too much.
I don't have any because I don't really even know how to do it.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey.
Well, Gabrielle Union just did an interview with Redbook and was asked about her goals in life and how she goes about manifesting her dreams. And she said she makes a vision board every year. Have y'all ever made one?
No,
but I know a lot of people that do.
I know a lot of people that do too.
Yeah.
A vision board?
Yeah, it works for him.
I don't got time to be cutting and pasting.
So she says that it helps me stop feeling suspicious about Joy. As goals manifest, I've been able to look at my boards and say, damn, I put in a lot of work and I deserve it.
The vision board ain't gonna make happen. What if you put the stuff on the vision board and it don't happen, then you're going to be more depressed.
Well, not necessarily, it means you lost faith. It's about having faith in your idea.
You don't have to have a board to remember what you want out of life.
No, lower your standards.
So make your vision board things you've already achieved.
Right.
So you're overachieving.
You got nowhere to grow.
I want a job in radio.
Self-proclaimed most successful man.
Be on TV. Right? All right. Maybe I can make a song.
I want a burgundy hat.
Right.
Up next, Tyra Banks just did an interview with People Magazine, and she was asked if being a mom now has changed her view of the modeling industry, and more importantly, would she want her son to follow in her footsteps?
Being a mom and raising a son, I just don't want him to be a model. Let me change that. Baby, I want you to model. I want you to get up and model every single day because they rebel, right? They rebel.
Yeah.
I just think for guys, male model, like, where does that lead you? I don't know. I mean, with your female model and you're very successful, I mean, look at me and Heidi Klum and so many, you know, Claudia Schiffer and Cindy Crawford and Danielle Harrington soon. There's just so much future and I just don't know what that would be for him. So model, baby, okay? Work the runway.
She don't want him to model at all.
But that's a cute kid. He can start modeling right
now. Isn't he gorgeous? Oh, my goodness, he's cute. He looks exactly like her. But the thing is, with him having a mom like Tyra Banks, she's so many things. She started out as a model, but she is a mogul at this point. Right.
Yes, she is.
I mean, Top Model is a series that has been out for over 10 years now. So if he goes into television, that's what he needs to do.
Honey, all his little cute self has to do is turn 18. He's going to have everything already laid out. Yeah, he's going to own the company. He'll be the next VP of the company.
Like a little baby Jesus.
Like DJ Khaled's son.
Right,
he's going to produce the TV show.
Yeah, he's going to be the one standing there saying, I have one
card left in my hand. This represents the girl.
Well, before we hit the break, we want to know, have you gotten your dish gear yet? Why the hell not? It's tons of stuff to choose from. Look at it. We're not sure what you're looking for, but I'm sure it's here. Head over to dishnation.com/dishgear and rep them squad, all right?
Coming up after the break, you may not be royal, but you may have a lot more in common with Will and Kate kids than you think. Stay tuned.
Well, it sounds like Will and Kate's third child will definitely be a product of third child syndrome.
What's that?
Apparently, Will and Kate's third child is not going to get anything new. So the hand-me-downs from George and Charlotte, like all their old clothes and all their old toys, the third child's going to get that. Nothing new for you. And they're not even hiring new help or any more help because the two older kids are now in school, so it's just going to be the same old help. I mean, my gosh.
Okay.
They gave me the far 22nd bedroom in the hallway.
I just figured everything in the royal family was handed down anyway because that's how that family works. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's the crown gets handed down.
Right,
that's what they do.
Exactly.
I have two children, but my second child actually got more of a deal, I guess, than the first child.
Why?
Because I wasn't there for the first child.
If you tell me, that's the deal.
They finally figured out where I lived, and then, okay, I'll be here for the second child. So,
see, hand-me-downs leave sort of a bad taste in my mouth because there were two of us, my brother and me, and we didn't have a lot of money. So my mom handed me down Halloween costumes.
A little television tip for you when you're counting down out of two things, don't go my brother and me. Okay? You go the other way. My brother and me.
I think when I think of my brother, I just automatically go like that. I don't know. Maybe it's just, subliminal. Dish
Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.